We've Got Mail, Shared with Friends. Thanks for the new era. I love to read it. I especially love two articles in the October 2003 magazine, In Crowd, Out Crowd, Right Crowd, and We Are Daughters of Our Heavenly Father Who Loves Us. I thought these articles were so great that I took them to my friends in the Beehives. They read them and liked them as much as I did. These articles also helped change my life and how I think about things. Maddie Prowse, Sabre Springs Ward, Poway, California Stake. My Compass. The first time I read the New Era magazine was when my distant cousin allowed me to borrow it. Though the magazine was not the latest issue, when I began reading the articles in it, I felt the Holy Spirit. Though I have not subscribed to the New Era, through the full-time missionaries and the church members allowing me to borrow their magazines, the New Era guides me in my journey. All the articles are a great help, especially to students like me who are studying in a Catholic school. Through this magazine, we do our best to stand tall in the crowd. Thank you very much. Mary Joy Borlegan, Prosperidad Ward, Trento, Philippines District. Using the New Era. I really love the New Era. It's a really great magazine and spiritual, too. In my school, the Church College of Western Samoa, we have devotionals for our religion classes. When it's my turn to give a spiritual thought, I get an article or story from the New Era and read it to the class. The Spirit is always strong. Sometimes, when our young women are without ideas for mutual, I turn to the New Era for the mutual tips on page 49. Thank you for all the good articles and stories. They help me try to act the way Christ did. Ursula Adam, Pasega Third Ward, Pasega, Samoa, Stake. Curly Hair Woes. Thank you so much for the article, It's Just Hair, August 2003. One morning I was wishing my hair wasn't so curly. Then I read It's Just Hair and realized how fortunate I was to have hair. The article was a great inspiration to me to read about that young woman's strength, even in times of trial. She didn't blame the Lord for her trials, and her relationship with Him was strengthened. It showed me just how much I take things for granted. Thanks again. Name withheld. The Atonement, Not Just for Sins. Thank you very much for the beautiful article, Power to Heal, April 2003 by Elder Merrill J. Bateman. It was an answer to my prayers. 5 years ago, my mom died of cancer. I have always had the support of my friends and family, but I never thought anyone really knew how I felt about the situation. When I read this article, I realized that Christ's atonement is not only for sin, but also for comforting our pains. He died for each of us and felt every one of our pains and sins. He really does know how I feel and can help me. I am so grateful for the atonement and the love of the Savior. Thank you for strengthening my testimony. Rachel Knutson, Bellingham Third Ward, Bellingham, Washington, Stake. We love hearing from you. Write us at the following address. Please include the names of your ward and stake or branch and district. To the New Era, We've Got Mail, 50 East North Temple, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150. Or email us at cur-editorial-newera@ldschurch.org. Submissions may be edited for length and clarity. End of the section. We've Got Mail.